Golf game. Chevy
Silverado, the Masters this year, as a matter of fact.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Chevy Silverado named 2014 North American Truck of the Year. So get over there and drive one. And don't forget about the award-winning service department. The thing I love is they have loaner cars and shuttle service, so you don't have to wait around while they're working on your car, and you can make your service appointment online. So not that you don't want to talk to their pleasant folks over there, but it makes it easier. 501-315-2500, the all-new Lander Chevrolet, just west of High Pressure and just across the interstate from us here in
We're in Bryant.
They don't like to confuse the two. It's very very sensitive about that.
Although it is the first Benton exit, but we're now in Bryant.
We've had on today Pat Jones, Larry Lacewell, Houston Nutt, and now Ken Hatfield joining us in the zone. Coach, how are you?
I'm fine, Justin. How are you and Pat?
Oh, very good.
Good, Coach.
That's the greatest collection of coaches, I think, at one location that I've been at maybe ever.
And well, there's a bunch, and it's just because of everybody, and the people love giving back, and every one of them had done something, and Arkansas means so much to them.
Yeah, well, the Arkansas Health Center, I was just talking to Mr. Moody, and he could not say enough good things about the facility and what the work they do over there in Haskell.
You need to go visit that facility.
Yeah, you were actually good about that. You know, Pat's one of those guys, he'll throw that out there, and then he'll actually go by there. I'll say that, and then I don't ever get around to it. He's good about that.
He's
actually a good influence on that.
You need to come out and check. Coach, have you played today? You're playing in the afternoon.
I play this afternoon. Yes, I do.
Do you know the characters whom you're playing with?
Definitely. We played with them.
Oh, you're playing with Dietz.
Yeah. I hope he'll swing hard this year. I have a hard time getting him to loosen up, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, Evans? Yeah, he's very uptight.
Yes.
I don't know how he can swing with all those silver chains that he's got on his wrists. Have you ever seen this guy? He's got a collection of chains I've never seen in my life. His bracelets, his silver bracelets.
There are very few people who have more bling on the course.
There's very few. I've seen, so this afternoon's tea time, I haven't seen Coach Norm DeBryan.
He is here. He was here before I got here.
Okay.
So Norm is here.
Yeah, I saw him a little bit ago. Speaking of great coaches. So.
What about Billy Moore? Is he made
Billy is here. I've talked to Billy, too.
Uh-oh. That means some unsuspecting, lovely young lady's getting a kiss on the cheek.
Well, so. That's only if she ducks at the last minute.
That's it. Missed your lip by just a couple of inches there.
And how about one of the great Razorback wide receivers in Anthony Lucas? Has anybody seen Anthony Lucas?
I saw his name tag. He hadn't checked in yet.
No.
Although Kevin Kelly's here, so if he's trying to cut out of work at PA, it's going to be tough because the boss is here. So, so what did you get a chance to see anything in spring up in Fayetteville?
I went to one scrimmage and saw a little bit one day out there. Just it was early, though. And I think the same thing, you know, with the new coaches coming in. I think that they were better defensively. That's the first thing, and for whatever reason, whether it be familiarity. But I thought they made more plays. And the biggest lick was the last lick of the scrimmage where the guy knocked the ball loose, went about 30 yards. You could hear it all over the stadium. And that's what we got to have, those kind of licks on defense, and we'll be a lot better.
Yeah, well, hopefully they can make some progress there. Coach Jones, we were talking to earlier, he had gotten a chance to see him a couple of times in the spring as well, and his feelings were that got a little ways to go, but maybe some steps in the right direction.
Well, it's the great thing about it, seems to be when Arkansas does a lot better, because you don't know, just like nobody this time last year was talking about Corliss Marshall, and he probably was the most electrifying guy on the field when he went in last year, and even this spring, same thing. And that happens to a lot of people when they finally get a chance, and we need to have three or four of those come through for us, big play type people.
Did you ever have guys like that? It was interesting because we were talking to Jim Moody earlier, and he was saying, you know, they were talking about how they play both ways, and they got defensive guys first, and then if you were good enough to play offense, they might use you over there too. Did you have guys like that that you were like, boy, I could use this kid a lot of different ways. I don't know what to do. I mean, because I'm assuming you didn't have too many, if any, guys that played on both sides of the ball. But, I mean, did you ever have a guy that was a struggle to decide where to put him because he was so good?
No.
Other than David Basil?
No. Well, Basil wanted to do everything. He wanted to coach as well as play offense and defense.
He does that at work.
He
does
that. Cover of all the programs and everything.
Oh, yeah, he could do it all. And he could do it all very effectively, too. No, I think the day and era has changed a lot. We don't have very many. Some people do have that kind of athlete and play both ways. And I think Marshall certainly can, too, because he's the kind of guy that you're looking for, those guys that can rise above coaching. You put the ball in his hand, something good's going to happen that you hadn't seen before, you hadn't planned for.
Who won the battles when offense and defense was tugging on a kid, though, as far as getting him from one side or the other?
The head coach.
Okay. And which way did you side? Whichever you felt like you needed it more on?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You just had to do something. But the main thing, you know, if they don't score, you can't lose. So, and you have more opportunities to make big plays, and especially today, because the offenses are so good and they spend so much time on it, you just got to have somebody that can create a turnover. Even though your stats may not be anything, if you can just keep them from getting in the end zone, even if they hit eight passes in a row, if you can knock the ball loose, you can get one tip ball and negate it all, then you have a chance. Because you're not going to slow people down is about all you can do. You're not going to really stop them anymore.
Mm-hmm. LSU and Alabama are going to be what they're going to be. What's your anticipation for the rest of the West? Think A&M stays where they are? You think there's a little drop-off after Manziel? What about the rest of maybe the division?
Well, I think all of them are going to be tough. I think it made it extremely tough with both Missouri and A&M coming into the conference at the same time. A&M is an enigma to me right now because, I mean, without Manziel, I think they would have struggled last year of trying to be 500. So I think they're going to have to go with a new personality offensively from what they've done. And I think I think that is the most interesting matchup to watch, what happens at Texas A&M this year, beyond it. Auburn certainly will be good. We'll find out them the first one. The quarterback's so good. And you get Gus with a good quarterback start the season, I think they will be very good all the time.
Coach Hatfield, do you get a chance to travel around to different – you talk about the spring game, other spring games, and guys that you still keep up with
no.
to their campus?
I don't go to their campus at all. We're going to so we go to about three away games, though, and I try to keep up with them. Like, we're going to Texas Tech, we're going to the Auburn game, going to A&M game down in Dallas, and go to all our games here. So I try to keep up with what's going on, but not spring-wise. Spring-wise, you know, they're not going to show you too much what you got, and you may have one or two guys, whatever they don't need or don't have yet out of spring, they're liable to get with freshmen coming in and plug them in. So you really don't get a full evaluation of what someone's going to do other than Alabama or LSU because they just have so much depth at every position. It doesn't matter who's playing. They'll just change the names, and they're good people what they are.
Ken Hatfield joining us in the zone here at the Hurricane Golf and Country Club. Coach, I think I'm the only person, or certainly in a very small minority of folks, who think Arkansas can actually be competitive in an Auburn game. A, it's very early. B, Gus's offense seems to get better as the year goes on. And C, I mean, it's not to knock them or diminish what they did last year because they had an incredible run and they had a very good team, but they did kind of catch lightning in a bottle, and they could have easily lost those two games at the end of the year with Georgia and Alabama. Unfortunately, they made enough plays to win for them, but I actually think that game could be pretty competitive over there.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think Auburn, their biggest problem will be giving Arkansas enough credit, you know, for the ball game and them thinking we're just one play away from winning the national championship themselves. They've knocked the ball down and really it was a perfect pass by the quarterback from Florida State. I mean, anywhere else he wouldn't have made it. But I think that the hardest thing to them is just realizing the first game. And every coach will tell you the one game they fear more than anything is the opening game. They don't know how good you are. It's not so much the players that are coming back, but it's a lot of new ones are playing new roles and how they're going to act, and it can make a big difference in a hurry. But I think it's a great equalizer. I think it's the first SEC network game. I think it's going to have a lot in common. I think that with the coaches there and what we're doing, I think we're playing better defensively. And you look last year, I think the game that killed us was Rutgers. I mean, we had the game won in the fourth quarter on the road. Mm-hmm. And to have a great year, you've got to win a key game on the road. And there, no better way to start off than to win the first one.
That would be nice. We were talking about Texas Tech, too. Coach Jones was talking about that. That could be a pivotal game for Arkansas, too. If you're going to have a chance to make a postseason appearance, you would think that's a game that's critical to win on the road.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And because they are good in the things they're doing and to play out there. And I think both teams, it'll probably be critical in both their what actually happens with both of us.
Any thoughts on the SEC schedule the way it is? You like the eight games? Would you like to see them go to nine? Also, there was a talk, I guess, of Will Muschamp at the SEC meetings about not playing FCS schools at this point. Maybe for programs like Florida, that's one thing versus the rest of the league and whether or not it should be mandated. But what are your thoughts on all that as far as scheduling goes? And what kinds of things did you think about when you were trying to get that together?
Well, the main thing you do is that you want to qualify. The biggest thing you try to do now, everybody, they're trying to get the conference to be strong enough that we always possibly could have a couple of people in the national championship picture every year. Otherwise, I think we'll always have somebody in there. I think schedule-wise, you got to do what's good for your program. If you're a young coach going in, you want to schedule two or three people, you have a chance of beating just so you slowly take baby steps and get yourself up. If you're already a program like LSU and Alabama, you can open up with Michigan. You can open up with Stanford. It doesn't matter, you know, there. At the same time, but so each year is a little bit different. And I think it'd be very difficult to get everybody to do that play nine games. But they've gone to 12 now, and it'll be, I think, that national championship and what the selection committee values most in the first couple of years will dictate where they mandatorily go to nine or not.
What was the best non-conference game you played?
Miami, twice. University of Miami.
That wasn't fun, though, was it?
The first one, they wasn't.
Where was that? Where were those games at?
We played Miami, right?
One of them was Little Rock, yeah.
They beat us like 50-8.
I remember that game.
They had 20,
hearing about it, at least.
They had 27 NFL guys in the junior and senior class. And the next year, we both were undefeated, and we played them down there. In the last game of the year, we both were 10-0, and we drop a pass with a minute to go, and we're ahead in the game. And they kick a field goal with about a minute to go and beat us 1 point, which was a great game because they were great the next year, too. Those are probably the two strongest teams we've played non-conference.
That's pretty good.
Those are pretty good ones.
I'd like to get Miami on the schedule now. I think we'd have a look at it.
Yeah, they might. And I think they probably will get some ACC people down there with the strength of their schedule, too, with Florida State and Miami and Clemson and all the teams they got. We'll probably end up picking up some ACC people.
Yeah, well, now Notre Dame's sort of part of that picture, too, I guess, with the schedule they're playing.
That's right.
That'd be fun. I'd love to get a Notre Dame game would be fun, I think, for just
about
anybody.
You ever been to a Notre Dame game?
I actually have been to one. It's pretty amazing. But I would love to see Arkansas play somebody like that. It would be that would be cool. But
it would be good.
They get their work cut out for them here in the SEC, without a doubt.
They do, and it's going to be an interesting league going into the very first year for the national championship. And things will happen. It looks like a lot of things are happening in the conference anyway, you know, that are going to be going on for the next several years. But the excitement and the brand of football that's out there, and as I say, A&M and Missouri, I think A&M was the best thing that could have happened to us. It'll make it more difficult because they're really good, but I think it's going to open up Texas recruiting, which is really something I think we've needed for a long time.
Coach, pleasure seeing you always. Hit him good today.
And, thank you, Justin. I miss playing with you and Pat.
I know.
We'll see you out there. Leave some balls on the course.
Yeah. If we can find a charity event, we can play on the same team at some point soon.
We'll do it.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Ken Hatfield. Very good to have him on, as always. And